Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
The Story Pirates.
Hey everybody, Lee from the Story Pirates here. First of all, I really want to thank all of our amazing listeners who are waiting so patiently for the next season of the Story Pirates podcast. We are hard at work and we'll have an announcement about our next season very soon. Thanks for your patience and thanks for sending in such amazing stories. But I'm here today with an even more exciting announcement. The Story Pirates are looking for ideas for our next book. And so we're throwing a contest called Every Great Fantasy Adventure Story Begins with a Spark. You can find all the details at storypirates.com/spark. But here's the gist. Kids, we need your ideas about what our new book should be about. We're asking kids to send us something really special that we have never, ever asked kids to send us before. More on that in a minute. First, I want to tell you what kind of story our next book will be. Now, you probably know that our first book, Stuck in the Stone Age, is a science fiction story. And our second book, which comes out in January, is a mystery. What kind of book will the third Story Pirates book be? Let me stroke my chin. Well, I'll tell you what kind of book it's going to be. It's going to be a fantasy adventure book. Now, what's a fantasy adventure, you ask? Well, I'll tell you. One thing about a fantasy adventure story is that it often takes place in a fictional world. That means it's a world that no one has ever thought of before, with imaginary things, people, animals, places, and more. A lot of times, it's a world where things are possible that aren't possible in the real world. I bet you can think of some fantasy adventure stories that you already know. Parents, you can submit your child's ideas right now at storypirates.com/spark. And now for the cool thing that we want kids to submit, which we have never asked for before. It's really exciting. Guess what it is? I'll tell you. It's a map. Kids, we want you to draw us a map of a made-up, from your imagination, fictional world. And on your map, you can name your world, and you can name it whatever you want. And then you get to draw all of the interesting attractions, weird places that are unlike anywhere else in the world. You can draw natural landmarks like rivers or mountains, or you can draw where people live or like where they go all day or where they work. You can draw whatever you want us to know about. Like, what do people like to do? How do they get around? What are their homes like? Anything else that's important to you. But it's not just the map that we're looking for. We also want to know who a main character from your imagination is, and what that character dreams about, and more. Parents, go to storypirates.com/spark to download a graphic organizer that kids and students can use to brainstorm their ideas. And go to storypirates.com/spark to submit your child's and students' ideas today. Though we're only going to be able to choose one spark for our next book, everyone who submits one will receive a personalized response about your ideas and how much we love them. The contest ends November 8th, so parents, submit your child's spark today. We can't wait to see your maps and read your awesome ideas. And coming soon, an announcement about the next season of the Story Pirates podcast. Bye!